Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's ready to rock the health world with us tonight, this evening, this afternoon? This is your chance. We have nothing planned. Absolutely a blank slate. Tabula rasa tonight, right? There's no news. There's nothing to talk about.
2 hours of Neil Diamond.
Hey, won't you, what was it? I'm glad you're here with me tonight. There you go, Neil Diamond song we could sing. Not one of his rockingest tunes, but what can you do?
He has 2 hours. He has rockingest.
Come on. No, don't be going off on Neil Diamond now, or I have to bring up your love of Barry Manilow just to make it even.
Oh, well. Everybody has a flaw. You have yours. I have mine. Anyway.
I don't consider my appreciation of Neil Diamond a flaw. In fact, I don't consider your liking Barry Manilow a flaw. Just so you know, I'm not the judgmental kind of guy. Welcome, everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What are we doing today? You have had no sleep. I have not shaved. I hardly know how to work my phone. In fact, when I picked up the kids from school, you know, I've been telling you, Super Don, is like every time you call or anybody calls me, it's like I turn the ringer all the way up and nothing happens.
Right.
Every setting I check, I was like, something's wrong with my phone or it's me. I admit it could be me. I didn't, you know, rule that out. So today when I got my kids at the Montessori school there, I went right to the middle schoolers. Went right to one of the kids, friend of my son's, who has one of those intercellular phones. And I said, how come I can't hear it ring? And he looks at it and goes, flip. he flips a switch on the side and like, okay.
Oh, really?
Really, yes. There was an actual, the one thing that is a manual actual switch that you can actually flip. And not on a digital screen that you touch. Just you actually move something.
You mean like a real switch?
Yeah, I didn't know I had a real switch on this thing. It's embarrassing, but I don't care. I'm not proud.
Oh, well,
I don't mind.
It's working now, so now you don't have to go buy a new phone.
No, but I wasn't going to buy a new phone. I knew that there was. I knew all I had to do was ask a teenager. These kids are born today with technology. You know, you talk about embedded chips. They don't even have to embed them. They're just connected. And thankfully, I still have some level of awkwardness. It makes me feel a little bit human, a little bit vulnerable. And I can seek out our young listeners for assistance with my technological deficiencies.
These kids, they're good. They're good with the internet, but you know, I don't know if there's a teenager out there that is talented enough to fix what we did to the internet this morning.
Did we break the internet?
I think we broke the internet, dude.
No boobies involved in that either, right?
No. We had a record day today.
We did. How does that happen? Now, this, of course, relates to something that was broken wide open yesterday in talking with Michelle Ryder, her interaction on Governor Rauner's webpage on Facebook. She was brought into a conversation. Somebody said, hey, look, this guy's, you know, talking about things he doesn't know about, perhaps, about the team Isaiah, trying to get Isaiah out of custody of Blue Ridge Children's Hospital in Chicago CPS, Illinois. And he's just bad-mouthing her. And she engages him in discussion. She doesn't trash him back. And just outrageous. You can actually see it. Superdon stayed up late to help get the story out on Epoch Times, our good buddy Jerry Doyle on EpochTimes.com. We've also published it at RobertScottBell.com. You can see it there in the show notes. And what an extraordinary story. And it turns out the guy, yes, in fact, was a former DCFS or DFCS, whatever, a worker, investigator. But again, outrageous the behavior, and it tells you a lot, maybe all you need to know about the consciousness of people who side with authoritarians, ripping families apart, ripping children from their mother's breast in these cases. And in fact, we've got another one later today. We'll talk about out of Oklahoma, April Winery and family. Three kids taken. One of the kids has brittle bone disease. Again, we're going to talk to her directly. Also, I do believe we're going to hear from Michelle Ryder a little bit later as well about the aftermath of the interaction on the governor's Facebook page there, Super Don. Is that right?
Yeah, and let me give you just kind of a funny little sneak peek here, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This Matthew T. Gray that was basically the subject of the article that went out this morning, and was he was the troublemaker that was causing all of the drama yesterday. He was back at it again today a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he got into it with somebody on Facebook. And he referred to us, because we brought this information out, because we pointed out the obvious, because we used his words, we're all a bunch of bullies now.
We're the bullies?
We're the bullies.
We're the bullies. You're picking on the mom of Isaiah Ryder for wanting to get her child back, and we're
not
the bullies?
Not only just him. Not only him, but he bragged about him and the five people that he had hanging out in his house and that were using her as entertainment as he badmouthed her. And now because we pointed out what a douchebag he was, we're the bullies.
We're the bullies, of course. No, we pointed out his bullying. Right? Of course, if you call out a bully, you become a bully. Right? Not here, not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. If you want to be part of the show next couple of hours, streaming live through GCN and our syndicate affiliates and NaturalNewsRadio.com. Mike Adams put out an overview off of Medical Kidnap as well at NaturalNews.com. About the many cases of medical kidnap that are occurring. And, of course, it is the State of the Onion tonight. No one's going to watch it. Or if they do, they're just going to be lulled to sleep. Is there going to be any mention of the CDC whistleblower in Obama's State of the Union tonight?
Well, wait.
What?
No,
not bloody likely, right? Is there going to be any mention of medical kidnap in the Obama's State of the Union address?
Of course not.
No. Will there be any mention of GMO labeling or banning GMOs in the State of the Union address tonight?
Survey says...
Wrong answer, right? How much liberty will be effused in this thing? Or how much paternalism? How much corporatism? How much welfare? It's all rhetoric. It's all politics. And, well, politics, T-I-C-S, the ticks suck. All right? Just going to say it. This is the place to be. After the show... do something relaxing, enjoy yourself, tell your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And, of course, questions. Your questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Question of the day time. We got a couple of good ones today, and we're going to get to them right away. Because we don't want to forget you, our loyal listeners, who have great questions and want answers. And this is the place for that. RobertScottBell.com. They're listed in the show notes today. Let's see. This one is coming from Anna B. She says, good morning. I was listening to the show this morning regarding military members and being able to refuse vaccines. And I wondered if you have any information about the requirement of all employees in a hospital system to take the flu vaccine. The hospital I work at has a requirement, and we've been told that we are not eligible for pay raises and could lose our jobs if we don't get the annual flu vaccine. The only way to get around this vaccine is if you've had Guillain-Barré syndrome and a few other medical issues and for religious purposes. Okay. If they're giving you religious out, take it. Take it. If they're giving it, take it, because everything is religious. I want you to hear me. Every experience you have in life is religious. Okay, you can substitute the word spiritual, Super Don. You get it. You know what I'm saying here. You can use the word religious or spiritual interchangeably here is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Important distinction that they can be utilized in an interchangeable way. If they give you a religious out, take it because it isn't about what church, synagogue, or mosque you believe in, you go to, you attend, you're a member of. Because likely 90% of the members still believe in the religious sacrament of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, i.e. vaccines. And people have been convinced that their membership, their the flock, if you will, that they hang out with, it matters. Whatever the preacher man or preacher woman says matters. No, it only matters what your deeply held beliefs are. Those are religious beliefs or convictions. Spiritual beliefs or convictions. If anybody challenges you on it, just tell them to sue you. Just take it to court. Take my spiritual beliefs to court. Go ahead, try it. It's the last bastion of freedom we have, and I don't know how long it's going to last based on what we're seeing here of the degradation further and further into this medical police state. Anna says the vaccine is offered free of charge. Of course it is. And they have stations with the preservative all over campus and only offer the preservative-free vaccine if you go to employee health. So you have to actually find the one without extra mercury in it. In the past, they've allowed the people who refuse the vaccines, who refuse the preservatives and things, to wear a mask during flu season. But as of last year, that's no longer an option. There are even giving with the preservative vaccine to pregnant workers. I've been working in healthcare over 15 years, and I have normally taken the vaccines, but I've since come to my senses, and I'm trying to explore any other options that might be out there. I love listening to your Medical Rewind show with Dr. Batar. Always a wealth of information. Thanks, Anna B. All right, you've got to find a way. This is survival, folks. This is survival. What are your options? If they say you're out on the street and you turn poor and you can't feed your family, I know it's a tough situation, but there are always ways. Remain open to the voice of spirit, that divine intervention that's trying to speak to you and tell you there is a creative option here. Use your imagination. Do not accept that they've locked you into a room with no way out. If you have a spoon in that room, dig your way out, is what I'm saying. There's always an option, even though they try to convince you that there isn't one. And there are ways to opt out of these vaccines and still not lose your job. Although, I don't know why you'd want to work in those places, but I understand people need a paycheck. I know, the economic slavery they've set up. Anything about economic slavery in the State of the Union tonight, Superdon?
No.
No. It's a pain in the aspirin, you know that? In fact, speaking of pain, we've got a question on pain. We're going to come back and answer that after the break. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Michelle Ryder joins us after that. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You think I'll be able to shave by the weekend? I mean, we got to slow down sometime, doesn't it, Super Don? You need rest. You need to sleep. We got to keep going, though. And of course,
here's the deal. I was thinking about this earlier because it's been kind of an ongoing joke, you know, about me not sleeping. And I mean, it's true. I really haven't slept much over the last week. But
you haven't slept. I haven't shaved.
You know, when I get enthusiastic about something,
I know.
I just go all the way. And I got to ask you, how much of these moms and dads that their kids have been taken away? How much sleep are they getting?
You're very right, Super Don. I mean, listen, it's the least we can do, and you are just a champion, honestly, in what you're doing, and I appreciate you so much, and I know they do. So if you're in pain, we got questions, we got answers. Also, remember, this week in Vicasa Expo in Orlando, Florida, Vicasa Expo, there's a link to it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We got a number of other events that are popping up on the radar at robertscottbell.com, so check that out, please. Another question of the day here. This one's coming from Sandra. Just came in today. I have a question for you, and I've been listening for a long time and have either not heard an answer or don't remember. We live in a very damp area by the ocean in Southern California. Really? It's like a boggy swamp in Southern California. Is that possible, Super Don? Do they have those?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because I thought it was like the desert down there.
You know, that's the cool thing about California is you can find all kinds of areas. You got desert, you got snow, you got swamp, you got beach.
Microclimates, then.
Yeah, it is cool.
Okay. On damp days, Sandra says, my friend and I have arthritis aches. Both of us do yoga, take tart cherry juice concentrate. By the way, I just pulled that out of the closet. What do they call it where you put all your food stuffs? That kind of closet? Pantry, right?
Yeah,
my wife got some too. We have some tart cherry juice organic concentrate. And my wife says, do you have pain? No. I just looked at it. I thought that looks yummy. Like, you can get a bottle of Perrier, and you can put some of that in it and make cherry cola at home.
Could I have a Shirley Temple?
Yes, that's right. Tough guy. Tough guy. Anyway, they stay away from aggravating foods. They exercise, take supplements, but sometimes the dampness really gets to us. I was taking Arnica Montana, that's the homeopathic remedy we talk about, with okay results, not great. Yesterday I heard you tell someone that Arnica Montana is for injuries, so I thought maybe that's why it doesn't work very well. Well, exactly, Sandra. That's exactly. I mean, if you're not dealing with injuries in what you're describing, that's why Arnica is not necessarily indicated. It may help a little, but it's really not going to nail it. Can you recommend anything for pain to take in the moment? I don't want to take a leave and all those pain meds, and neither does she. Thank you. I continue to love and support your show. Well, thank you, Sandra. We love you, too. Yes, homeopathic Rus Toxicodendron is poison ivy, homeopathic poison ivy. Great remedy for stiffness of the joints. Ruta graviolans. Ruta is another one, R-U-T-A. There are a number of remedies that are good for that, but because you're talking about damp conditions, the special cool, damp kind of thing, we talked about weather changes with Dr. Frank King. Remember this, Super Don? He loves to do the not only the seasonal shifts, but literally, you have remedies that are good for cold and damp, hot and dry, and there are also remedies that address the seasonal shift, that if you don't do well, that can indicate some liver congestion, some level of liver congestion. The stress on the liver means that you're not metabolizing the metabolic waste in this case, because I don't think these gals are on toxic stuff that's causing this. But basic metabolic processes of the digestion and excretion. So you have a bioaccumulation of uric acid and other things. That's why the tart cherry juice can help, because it helps to bind the uric acid and get it out. But the liver is really key, because it's what grabs the uric acid and alters it into the salt of the acid, you know, from, to sodium urate to urine, so you can pee it out. Let's just be blunt about that. And if that's not happening, of course, hydration is key, and I know that you're probably hydrating. I would say go to robertswater.com, Sandra, if you haven't gotten the Echo 7 unit in. That's a game changer for people. You know, the literally, as Dr. Newsom says, we'll float things out, right? He has the Inflamagon product. From Dr. Newsom, D-R-N-U-Z-U-M, Inflamagon. I think that would be an excellent thing. If you need a little extra liver support, of course, there's digestive detox. There are the homeopathic detox remedies. Increase the selenium on the days you know that the weather is going to be like that and these pains come back. And then, of course, you can use formulations that are addressing pain that include Arnica, but that are not only Arnica. A little more comprehensive there. And they're available. Health food stores everywhere. Even King Bio has them, the comprehensive pain formulas. Okay, great. Questions of the day. We got more questions now for our next guest, Michelle Ryder. How's she holding up? Try to get her son back. Team Isaiah. Hashtag Team Isaiah. Check it out. We'll be back. More powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I have to say, as tiring as it's been to do what we've been doing the last couple of weeks, of course, on the medical kidnap story, Super Don, I have to say it feels pretty good to take it to the bad guys. You know, to take on the bullies, to kind of punch them in the nose, and then they cry that you're a bully. I mean, that's good. That means we're having an impact in a good way, because for too long, these authoritarian bullies in government and hospitals and the medical realm have really played their superiority status And they played it against parents. They played it against the trusting parents, the, you know, who all they wanted was the best for their children. And they've been beating up on them. They've been injecting them. They've been now, you know, colluding with CPS to kidnap them and put them under hospital care and foster care, where horrible things happen. Of course, the biggest story we've been covering most recently and become more intimately involved in bringing it out there with Michelle Ryder, Team Isaiah, and Isaiah Ryder. And Superdon, what, you know, stunning what we revealed yesterday and what you put together at epictimes.com on the whole interchange between this former DCF investigator taking on Team Isaiah, trashing Michelle Ryder. I mean, it's just horrific behavior.
It was. And, you know, it's funny because we've been going through a little bit of kind of an evolution as far as, you know, what we want to do with the show. We like to change things up, you know, do things different. And we were sitting there and we were going, okay, so, you know, we need to find something that we can like do ourselves and, you know, kind of be a part of making news that's going on out there. And we're like, yeah, but I don't know. How are we going to do that? I don't know.
All you have to do.
And then all of a sudden.
Superdon, you know what it is? It's a sincere heart. You asked sincerely. You weren't faking it. Yeah. Oh, I just, you know, that's where it is. People learn this, that if you ask with sincerity and an open heart, what happens is just amazing. And all of these opportunities opened up and you started digging. And indeed, you are breaking news, not making news or reporting. I mean, breaking the news. And it's very exciting.
No effort. And there was no effort there. Yeah, I mean, just kind of this guy online just basically just handed us the situation. And the person that was in the middle of it, Michelle Ryder.
And she's with us now. Michelle Ryder from Team Isaiah, the mom of Isaiah, is here. Michelle, God bless you. We love you so much and want to see you through this any way we can to help support you, but couldn't stand watching this guy take you on the internet on Facebook.
Well, I appreciate both of you guys very much. I appreciate you guys shedding light on our situation, on what's happening with Isaiah, as well as with what happened yesterday. You know, there's a lot of chatter and different things on social media, and most of the time I really don't respond. There's advocates that are running Team Isaiah and TeamIsaiah.com, and I just so happened to see a comment that someone had made, and it was in reference to Team Isaiah, and it was a very derogatory comment about he knew the ploy, he knew our ploy and the neglect surrounding the case, and not to believe everything you read and hear. And I really felt like I wanted to respond to him and let him know, you know, look, there's another side to this. And I didn't know who he was at the time. I didn't know that he had ties to DCFS. I didn't know that he was a former investigator.
Right.
I basically was just trying to educate him and say, look, I understand why you're saying that, because I would have said the same thing 10 months ago. But there's another side to this, and I wanted to help him understand that. But now that I know who he is, I don't think that he has any room. You know, it just kind of reminded me of all of the people that I've been dealing with.
The room she was talking about, because I think it dropped out a bit. I mean, the room in your heart, right? I talked about that heart thing and Superdon being sincere and asking the question and then, you know, Spirit, for lack of a better way to say it, just delivering on your lap what is needed. And, you know, the hardest thing, again, from being, you know, Michelle as a mom in the situation and many of the families that are dealing with these medical kidnap situations, these entities try to keep you in stress, try to keep you on defense, try to keep you in a space, in a place where it's very difficult to think clearly, act rationally and calmly. And yet, Michelle, in this interchange, you stayed incredibly calm. In the face of anybody as a mom, you'd be looking and going, man, you could go and slap that guy upside the head and you'd be in your rights to do it. But you didn't do that. And, you know, some of the message I'm trying to impart, I guess, here is difficult because as a parent, I feel it in the gut, really, what's happening here. Mm-hmm. To maintain that level of calmness, to be open to the gifts that go beyond the authoritarian power structure, that are more powerful than that structure. And that, of course, gets into, for some, an esoteric spiritual discussion. But I think it's a very important one because many of these people have blackened hearts. They've literally lost that love that unites and binds us. And I feel for them in one way, but on the other hand, I'm not going to put up with their abuse, and I don't think anybody should. And, Michelle, I know you're not, but boy, oh boy, what a challenge it is to deal with these things.
Yes, I agree. You know, it seems like when you mentioned, you know, they try to bring you down, like, on a daily basis. You know, even mm-hmm. today, I receive emails and phone calls and certified letter, all regarding this situation, wanting me to do services, wanting me to notify them when I'm going to visit my son. I mean, these, you know, these are, it's almost like you're a prisoner and you have mm-hmm. to do what they say, or they will not allow you to see your son, or they'll take visitation away completely, as if I've really done something wrong, when really the wrong has been done by them.
By them, you know, exactly.
Yeah, and so it's, you know, a daily thing where the attacks are coming daily. And then yesterday was really, it started off not a personal attack. It was actually, he started off attacking Team Isaiah, but then it became very personal. And, it was very, I guess in some ways shocking, but like I said, it kind of just goes to, you know, the personality, what we've been dealing with. It was no different.
Right.
The attitude.
Now, I see this, Michelle, as we're looking at this pattern that has emerged, that even if you do everything right, or maybe because you do everything right and you are compliant, that in many cases, you're still railroaded. And so the definition of insanity, of course, as we've heard, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's not what you're doing, Michelle. That's not what I'm saying. But for so many that feel like they've got to do everything right, and then like the Shores family, Tabitha mm-hmm. and Jeff out there in Arizona said, enough is enough. We're not playing their game. We did everything they wanted us to do, and we are still losing this battle, and they intend to make sure our children never come back to us. So at a certain point, you realize that slave-master relationship has to shift, and we have to put them back in their slave status as servants rather than masters, and that their permission is not required. In fact, they should be apologizing or paying for your child's education and medical care for the rest of their lives based on what they're doing. And this is an important distinction because in America, the people were sovereign and the government were the servants. There was no king or queen, but right now we're operating as children of government. And this is part of the reason this has happened. We have become naive as a species, if we can call it species Bubus Americanus, and we believe in the goodness of government and the child protective services until they come to get your children. And then it's too late. So we've lived through this. They came for the gypsies. I wasn't a gypsy and I've said nothing. All the way through to now, they're taking children from all sorts of families around this country. And they need to be put on notice that this is not going to be tolerated anymore. Now, question, how do we proceed from here? You've got one or two attorneys working on your behalf. The public defenders quit on Isaiah. So where does this stand right now?
Well, he still has what they call the guardian ad litem, which is the court-appointed counsel that, quite honestly, is not representing Isaiah and hasn't been, but he still has that person. And then I have the two attorneys, my attorneys. Now, as far as, like, when you were talking about the services plans, I was just talking about that today, like you were mentioning the family. That frequently happens. And I was just telling someone that today I've seen several individuals that have done everything that they said. They call them mm-hmm. service plans or reunification plans. It's like, you know, you do this, we're holding your child. It's like bargaining with the kidnappers.
Right.
You know, bargaining They're holding your child as a ransom.
They're dangling a carrot.
Dangling the carrot, and the kid is the carrot, and they're moving the goalpost as well, to use a football analogy, as you go. And at a certain point, you wake up and realize my participation in this game is not helping. It's only helping them to continue to abuse me and to abuse my family and to abuse the American people. And that has got to stop. It's disgusting. There is so much abuse that is going on here.
Yes. And I've seen parents, they've shown me their certificates of completion, like we're in grade school, and they've done everything they were told. They have these certificates to show for it, and they still don't have their children back, and they can't even see them. So they say, like you said, they keep do all of these things. Well, then you complete those and say, okay, I did everything that you said. Well, now we want you to do this, this, and this.
Yeah,
so it's just going, and they call it services.
Right. we've got to learn from our 2-year-olds. What do our 2-year-olds teach us? How to say, no, I will not comply. And you are on notice that you are acting under color of law. You are personally liable and responsible for what is happening to my child. And you will not have the benefit of government immunity because you're acting outside of your authority under the Constitution. And I bet if you look under the Constitution in the state of Illinois as well, there would be no way that they have the authority to steal children for these reasons.
Right, exactly. And then, you know, they are the ones that end up abusing all of the things, like in our situation, that they were insinuating, or basically they turned around and did to Isaiah.
Yeah, exactly. Michelle, we're about out of time in this segment. Stand by. We'll talk with you a little bit more off the air. When we come back, also, we'll talk about the proper way to poop.
Hey!
No, not on a government official, although I know some of you want to. But no, there really is a design for that.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And putting authoritarians in their proper place in a diaper. Right, yes. We got to teach them how to poop. They're acting like infants. Time for the American people to grow up and become adults and talk to their servants as they are. Proper way to poop this segment. We do have Michelle Ryder. She says she did not want to teach us all, even though she's a mom. And she's been through that. We've all been through it as parents here on the radio show here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We really are invested in your health. And, of course, as someone who was hospitalized with childhood constipation, I think I can speak from experience that there are better ways to poop than others.
Well, you know, and listen, this is something I didn't even know about until... I mean, I don't know. Am I supposed to be embarrassed about this? I'm not sure.
No, you're an American. You don't know anything about health.
I hadn't heard, whatever. I hadn't heard anything about this
right.
Thing about how you're supposed to sit and the angle you're supposed to be in and all that stuff until like a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was you. And I think it was you and Liam, if I'm not mistaken.
We did talk about that. We did not demonstrate. We didn't demonstrate. No.
Big, serious, long conversation about poop.
Yep. Go back to the archives. They're all there. You know, it's the whole idea of sitting with your feet below the toilet versus squatting in that position to change the position of the rectal escape route, right? That point that goes out, you want to point it out so that you'll have full-on elimination. Now, the problem is, are you snickering, Super Don?
No, I'm not snickering.
This is serious discussion here.
No, I'm looking at the picture. I'm looking at the picture. Who the heck is going to poop like that?
Well, I mean,
he's
gotta
standing
be
on the toilet seat.
You've got to be a gymnast, I'll admit. But the younger in our crowd can pull this off, and they can eliminate completely. And the thing is, if you're only going once a day, well, good on you. That's better than most. But certainly if you're only going once every 2 to 3 days, that's very sluggish elimination. That is constipation. But your doctor is likely only going once every 2 weeks, which is why he or she are not telling you you've got a problem if you're only going once every two or three days.
Once every 2 weeks?
Yeah, it happens.
Wouldn't you explode?
No, you know, you can have major distension. If you've ever seen the big old bellies that are, I'm not talking pregnancy, I'm talking big old bellies. You've got a lot of material that's just backlogged into the intestines there.
Backlogged.
Very funny, Super. Yeah, you would find a way to laugh at that.
You said log. Anyway.
Did I say that? Yes. But the idea here is if you eat 3 meals a day, think about that. 3 going in, 1 coming out, what's that? Right? Think about that. Do the math. This is basic. I could talk to a, you know, 4, 5, 6-year-old. You know, once they get 1 + 1 = 2, they understand that concept. You've eaten 3 times and you've only gone once. What is going on, right? So here's the deal. Squat. Find a way to elevate your knees, your feet somehow a little bit higher. There are things that, you know, you can actually build around the base of the toilet. If you can't be a gymnast, then stand on it and squat. But these are very important things to get you well, because we know the guy that was taken on Michelle Ryder probably has constipation up to his brain for the stances that he took with you, Michelle.
Actually, he had diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah, well, that's why. It was all back loading up there because he couldn't get it out the right way. I'm just saying.
Michelle, what do you think?
Yes. Well, this is very enlightening and good information.
Thank you. Well, we do serve the population that needs the help. And, of course, a number one issue that you're going to see tonight on the faces straining during the State of the Union address, constipation. Constipation all over their faces. Watch them. You'll watch them. And they'll be clapping, but in a way that they're like, it's very uncomfortable. It's because they're constipated. They're not pooping in D.C. All of that crap is staying in them, and that's why we're all getting their crap all over the country. Stop it. Stop feeding them because they can't poop it out anyway. You're not helping them by feeding them. Do not feed the politicians.
I tell you what, has to be the most amazing segue into an analogy that combined how to poop right and government that I've ever heard in my life.
Don't try this at home, kids. we're radio pooping professionals here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, Michelle Ryder, God bless you. You know we love you and supporting all of the folks affected this way. The medical kidnap stories continue. We're going to continue to cover them here. If you've got a story, give us a call, 866-939-BELL. Our friends at medicalkidnap.com will keep it up. Team Isaiah, hashtag Team Isaiah. Check that out as well. We've got more stories, including one from Oklahoma. 3 children taken. Why? Because one of them had brittle bone disease. We'll talk to the mom, April Winery. Also, Ebola updates. Really? Salt? And what can you do with your finger that is 100% legal, according to the Supreme Court? We'll tell you after the break. Yeah, we'll tell you. Power to Healing first, by the way.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.